With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump administration says it will no longer be patrolling the streets in Minneapolis because they're going to scale back on the ICE operation there now that they've found a new level of cooperation with officials in the city so that they can actually apprehend some of the illegals who are in the country, including those who've committed crimes in jails.
I have proposed, and President Trump has concurred, that this surge operation conclude.
That's Border Czar Tom Homan, who went on to say,
a significant drawdown has already been underway this week and will continue through the next week.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Republican-controlled House has narrowly approved a measure disapproving of President Trump's tariffs on Canada. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
The final vote of 219 to 211 was a rare rebuke of the president and GOP House leaders. Six Republicans joined all but one Democrat in favor of a resolution to terminate the president's use of a national emergency to put punitive trade measures on Canadian goods. The resolution stands a good chance of passage in the Senate. However, it's unlikely to become law since it would take two-thirds majorities in both chambers to overcome an expected White House veto. Greg Clugston, Washington.
NATO has launched Arctic Sentry. It's a new military initiative to move past international disputes over the future of Greenland.
The effort comes a month after President Trump ramped up tensions in the alliance with his threats to annex Greenland. Initially, Arctic Sentry will be the NATO label for national military exercises in the region, such as Denmark's Arctic Endurance and Norway's Cold Response drills, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
What is really new about it is that for the first time now, we will bring everything we do in the Arctic together under one command.
And that report from correspondent Karen Chamis, and this is SRN News. Theologians are taking on the governor of Kentucky. Correspondent Michael Harrington explains why.
Democrat Andy Beshear says he vetoed a bill that would have kept boys out of girls' restrooms and locker rooms in the schools because he is a Christian and bases his decisions on Jesus' command to love your neighbor as yourself. He says this belief also leads to his support for abortion. Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention says you either have Orthodox biblical Christianity or you have this theological liberalism and whatever it produces next. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. and Hungarian governments are teaming up to combat persecution of Christians. The State Department says the new partnership will focus on supporting Christians and people of faith facing persecution, especially in the Middle East and sub-Saharan Africa. Religious freedom groups are cheering the announcement. International Christian Concern says it's promising. It has the potential to have a very meaningful impact in those regions. This is SRN News. Researchers are looking at a new way to combat high cholesterol.
Scientists are testing an entirely new way to fight heart disease, whether gene editing might offer a one-time fix for high cholesterol. It's very early-stage research that has been tried on only a few people so far, but gene editing approaches being developed by two companies show hints that switching off certain genes could dramatically reduce artery-clogging cholesterol.
That is Lisa Dwyer reporting. Kraft Heinz is pausing its plans to split into two companies. Steve Callahan, the former Kellogg chief who became CEO of Kraft Heinz, said he wants to ensure that all the company's resources are focused on profitable growth. Callahan said he thinks that many of Kraft Heinz's challenges are fixable and, in his words, within our control. They announced in September the two would be splitting apart. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.